Last week on Weehawk Superman.
Muffin, Clark?
Thank you, Sally. Your muffins are so good. I think I'll help myself to another. And another.
Clark!
I eat your muffins. I eat them up.
Clark, what's going into you? You're eating the box.
Man, screw this. I got things to do. Yeah, I'm feeling good. Superman. What are you... Superman! What's happening to you? You're not like this!
Thursday, destroying the hopes and psyches of a whole generation of Sesame Street watchers, it is clear that Superman, beloved crime fighter, has become an absolute A-number one.
Asshole. And partial reports from all over the world continue to arrive. It is clear that Superman's relentless campaign of super dickery continues unabated.
Occasionally, six later, fair, good. Thames, Doverwhite. East or southeast, 3 or 4. Backing northeast, 5 or 6. Slight becoming moderate to heavy, should Superman choose to relieve himself in the Thames River again. Some additional flooding expected. Moderate or good? Portland, Plymouth.
On the roof of the Daily Planet.
Ah! I'm outside. Why am I outside? The last thing I remember, I was in the office typing up a story. What day is it? Why am I holding a bottle of malt liquor? Why is that crowd looking so cross at me? Where are Sally's muffins? I need to find out what happened. Excuse me, sir.
Don't talk to me.
How rude. Pardon me, madam.
Get away, you awful man!
Awful? But I'm Superman! Oh, there's Lois. Lois!
What do you want?
Something strange has happened. Everyone was suddenly cross with me.
Well, that's because you're a monster, Clark.
Clark? What? Why did you just call me?
Oh, drop the whole golly gee nice guy routine. Everyone knows what a jerk you are.
Yeah, you're a real jerk, Superman.
Just leave! Leave and never come back!
But I thought everyone loved me.
No, we hate you.
Okay, this is a weird neat note to leave off on, but I'm really looking forward to everything returning to normal in the next episode.
Hey, kids. It's Weehawk Superman.
Blue!
This week's episode, Days of the Super Pimp, Part 2. Written and directed by Troy Mankowski. Produced by Matt Rasmussen.
Still waiting, Clark.
Maybe it's a two-parter.
Life doesn't have two-parters. God, you're a dick.
But I don't remember anything. You gotta believe me. Everyone, come back. Please.
Hey, Superman. You suck.
And Jimmy Olsen, you gotta help me. Last thing I remember, it was Monday and everyone loved me. What day is it?
Monday, huh? Well, that makes sense. That's when all the stupid started. It's Friday now.
What have I done?
What haven't you done? Let me fill you in.
Days earlier, in the corner office of the Daily Planet, Chief Editor Perry White.
See that?
Oh, that's quite a photo, Jimmy. What is it?
It's a hippo.
I see.
And it's roller skating.
I see.
It's the real deal.
And there's no wires, no animatronics, no Jim Henson mumbo jumbo.
That is pure roller skating hippo.
Amazing.
Perry, I'd like to talk to you about my Iraq War profiteering piece.
Not now, Lois. Don't you see? This changes everything.
What is wrong with you, cracker-ass crackers? It's me, Superman.
Clark?
I've been sitting here for years typing away like a honky elf on Christmas, and no one's figured it out. Not a single one. That's one crack team of reporters you got there, Perry White Man.
Great Caesar's ghost!
I said that?
Oh, it gets better.
And Lois, you couldn't settle for a good-natured, easy-going Clark Kent. You had to have the Superman. Now, why is that?
It's just you're so, and Clark was...
Well, now Clark's gone, baby. He's gone like yesterday's newspaper. All that's left is the Super Pimp. And there's only one question left to ask you. Are you going to be my number one hoe, or do you's got to go?
Yeah, sure. Okay, why not?
Lois!
It's not a marriage proposal, but I'm flexible. I'll see where this goes.
Lois?
Yeah. Super pimp on a rise. Super pimp. Super pimp. Superman getting freaky. Meow. I forgot what he said to Sam, so I just make... I called myself what?
Yeah, but about midday Tuesday, you pretty much settled on Super Pimp. Peanut?
Oh, God. I can't believe it. I'll have to apologize to black people for reinforcing a stereotype. Heck, I'll have to apologize to pimps for reinforcing a stereotype.
I know. You're like MTV. Only relevant.
Somebody shoot me. That was a hyperbole. Where did you get a gun?
You made me a part of your posse on Thursday.
Okay, so I have to apologize to black people.
And to white people for calling us crack-ass crackers.
Okay, crackers.
And Brazilians. Oh, man. I can't believe what you said about Brazilians.
Hey, Brazil! You love and cheese buggers, you my super I'll tell you what else with your mama!
Hey, super-homem é o filho da mãe!
Alright. So I took off with Lois. Then what?
After getting your way with her, you ditched her after a day to chase younger tail.
No! I broke up with Lois? And I had my way with her? I don't even remember.
You've had your way with almost every woman in Metropolis.
Not by force. I mean, I didn't.
Well, if they didn't sleep with you, they were bitches. And if they did sleep with you, they were sluts. You had a nice little filing system going on. And you carved their names in the Veterans Memorial. So we all knew who was who.
Ugh. Now I know why Lois is mad at me. Hopefully she'll realize these past 5 days I haven't been myself.
I wouldn't worry about the past 5 days. It's the years and years of lying to her that should concern you.
Oh, yeah. That. Hey, thanks for being a pal, Jimmy. I sure can use one right now.
Well, I figured out if everyone I got off easiest.
Jimmy Olsen has no pubes! That's pubic hair for those of you that are unintelligent.
I'm sorry. I have no idea why I'd say that you had no pubes on a loudspeaker.
Well, it's not true.
Right.
I have plenty of pubes.
Sure.
I'm a forest.
Okay, let's not get carried away here. I mean, this is awful. I don't know if I can fix all this.
Oh, that's not even the worst thing you've done. Remember, these are all people you like. Imagine what you do to someone you didn't like.
You mean Luther?
Uh-huh.
I didn't kill him, did I?
No, nothing like that. You shoved his head out of his butt.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, they had to use the jaws of life.
And he's alive?
Alive is kind of stretching it. He's at the hospital right now.
At Metropolis Hospital.
Fortunately, I foresaw something like this and created a sort of breathing apparatus / periscope that could comfortably be implanted in my sinus and used in the times of emergencies. Of course, I predicted that if you ever went mad with power, you'd toss me into the ocean, not shove my head up my own butt.
I'm sorry.
But fortune favors the prepared, so I'm looking at 5 more major surgeries to fix my spine, 3 years of physical therapy, and decades to deal with the night terrors.
I'm sorry.
I don't even think my insurance is going to cover this. I'm going to have to pay out of pocket.
I'm sorry.
Worst part of all, my butthole is destroyed. Right now, I have no butthole. Sorry? No. Don't be sorry. In fact, you're just in time to help me choose. Nurse! Oh! These buttholes have been donated by the families of world-famous opera singers. Now, it'd be cool to say I have Luciano Pavarotti's butthole. But I feel morally obligated to use the Placido Domingo butthole, with him still being alive and all. Oh, gross! What's the matter? You're all Captain Badass until you face a tray full of twitching buttholes? You think that's bad? You should see the mystical meat journey that's my backside.
Okay, I've gotta go. I'm sorry for everything.
Okay, well, thanks for visiting. Nurse, take that tray away. What the? Joseph LaGrosse has 2 buttholes? What does it mean?
In the office of psychologist Dr. Mars.
And there's already a band called Tray of Buttholes. I'm not doing too good right now, and I hate it when I feel self-pity.
This is a safe place, Superman. Please, open up.
Batman isn't talking to me. Wonder Woman is really not talking to me. I offered to buy Robin ice cream, and he told me to shove it.
Have you apologized?
I tried. You haven't seen the news lately, have you? Turn the TV on.
Was a scene 4 hours ago at the Metropolis Commons.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to address you all. I know these past few days have been confusing. First, let me say that this so-called super pimp is here to stay, and y'all can kiss...
In order order to retain our FCC license, we hear excise the next 33 minutes and 18 seconds of the speech.
And Shamu and the whole SeaWorld staff can kiss my ass. Huh? What happened? Why are people crying?
How could you say such things about Martin Luther King?
I don't know. What did I say?
And why do you hate children and Jesus so much?
I like children. I'm fine with Jesus. Superman, as a pervert myself, I must admit I enjoyed the poetic and lurid details you used in describing Lois Lane's naked body. With the mental picture now in my head, it's as if I had meaningless intercourse with her as well. Oh no.
Jackass!
So I guess this will wrap up my apology.
Jackass!
Thank you for your time.
Hmm.
First I thought it was Luther, but he usually owns up to stuff like this. Then I thought it might be Brainiac, but he usually tries to kill me. Or shrink me.
Are you open to the possibility that it just might be you?
What do you mean?
Well, that this super pimp might be a part of your personality that you've repressed in order to be the perfect superhero. He seems to be a collection of all those negative thoughts and desires that you refuse to acknowledge in yourself, and they're coming forth all at once.
I have a hard time believing that deep down inside, I'm some kind of sex maniac that takes pleasure in hurting other people. It just doesn't sound right. It's impossible. You know what? This is what I think of it. I think this is some serious... Oh my God. I'm so sorry. I swear, it's not me. It's not me.
Superman, put your pants back on
and get the hell out of my office!
Despondently, Superman cruises the night sky over Metropolis.
Help! My house is on fire!
Egad, a man in trouble. I'll save you. Just take my hand.
I don't want to be saved by you.
Will you hurry up? We don't have much time.
No, you're a jerk. I don't have to be saved by you if I don't want to. If you save me, I'll run right back into the building.
You're being childish. I'm your best chance.
There are other superheroes.
What?
I'd rather wait for one of them.
Fine.
Oh, Aquaman, hear my prayers. What the? He blew the fire out!
Broken-hearted, Superman returns to the streets of Metropolis.
Dick.
Jerk.
Dick. God, you suck.
Okay, I get it. I learned my lesson. I shouldn't abuse my power or make everyone upset and no one will like me. Funny, because I knew that before. So now what? Are we just going to continue having people hate me for the rest of the series? What a chip! If I'd done something, then I'd understand. But what did I do? What is my great misdeed? Why did this have to happen to me? Huh?
It's me, Mr. Missile Spick, the mischievous imp from the fifth dimension. Do you like my latest game? Lately, I've been watching a lot of Starsky and Hutch.
You did this. Give me my life back.
Please. Joking me! My eyes are bleeding magic!
What gives you the right to do this to me?
Okay. I'll fix it. Just let go before I lose consciousness!
You son of a...
Next week, on the streets of Metropolis...
Thank you for helping me cross the street, Superman. Would you like a muffin?
I would. Thank you, Sally. And so, Jimmy, Mr. Mizzlespick returned everything to normal, and no one remembers any of it but me.
That's quite a tale.
And you know what? I learned that there is nothing I would trade in the world for a friendly smile, a warm thank you, and the satisfaction of helping someone out. That's what life is all about.
And I learned that you can erase all past wrongdoings by strangling a magical midget.
Right.
Cold, cold winter, I sat on a prom.
You have been listening to We Heart Superman, featuring Mike Devine as Superman and Lex Luthor, Hunza Chen as Jimmy Olsen, Lindsay LeClaire as Lois Lane, Dan Miller as Perry White, Melissa McHugh as Dr. Mars, and Tessa Parmenter as Sally, with ensemble voices by Shlomo Michelin and the cast. Sound and technical support by James Ford. Original music by Subpar Co-Star. Superman is written by Gary Siegel and Joel Schuster, is property of DC Comics. Thank you for listening.
What the? Security! How did an elf with his head shoved up his butt end up on my desk? Ugh, midget.
I don't want to talk about it.